I'll just say a coworker, you know, he's coming into work, and this fool got blood and stuff all over him.
What?
This fool went on his way to work. I guess the lady hit a deer. Mm-hmm. So he, you know, pulled over the side of the road and took the deer, slit the deer's throat, put it in the back of his truck. He's going to work the whole night with the deer in his truck. Got blood and stuff, all the thing. He had to close the hood on it. He was all happy and stuff like that. What? Yeah.
Man, yeah. What kind of backwood rednecks you working with, man? I'm just going to have this dead deer. Just say it three times fast. This dead deer back in my pickup. Stanking.
Yeah, he kept him, man, overnight, and he had to close the hood on it.
For about 8-9 hours.
He was
all
happy because he came and I was like, you know, hey, man, what happened to you? You bloody. Oh, I killed the deer. I'm like, well, where the deer? Oh, he's in my truck. And he's going to work the whole night with his bloody pants on and stuff. He's all happy. Took the deaf guy outside. Deaf guy at work, you know, he can't, you know, understand or, you know, hear anything. Mm-hmm. You know, because he's deaf. So you have to sign to him what he pulls out his phone and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But he does wear hearing aids so he can't, like, hear certain stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So he's going up to the guy, you know, to hit the deer, and he's trying to talk to him. It's like, he's deaf. He can't hear. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So that's just the people that's around us. Anyway, let's get to the show. So it's been a while.
You think?
It's been a while.
We ran off anybody that, I mean, we just, I mean, you mean a while. You were talking about a hiatus.
Yeah, it's just
been
busy.
It's more of an explanation. It's just going through just a transitional period because, one person short.
Shotgun.
I mean, he has his own schedule. I mean, you think it's hard trying to get your family together for Thanksgiving? It's hard to get three people together just to sit down for an hour. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. People got kids. People got other obligations. I mean, you know, it's just what it is. So if you're listening and you stuck around, we do thank you. But yeah, I mean, it's just rough. That's all.
Yeah, it's just been busy. So first we should say congratulations to Shock the Shotgun. He bought a car.
Yeah.
He has moved since then. Hmm. And also a shout out to our sister. She also bought a car.
Yeah.
And she, you know, she's doing good and stuff. And then mm-hmm. I had to help her move. You was at work.
I was at work.
So I had to help her move. And she had this big leather couch, man.
Can't let the leather couch go.
Man, you
can't let it go.
And then the thing is, it was raining and snowing and stuff like that. Give a special shout out to It's Monkey Boy 12 on help her move in shorts, and he slipped down a hill and ain't wearing no socks.
Okay.
So we've been gone. We've been here. If you follow us on Twitter, you know we didn't go anywhere. As far as me, I've just been running back and forth. I'm at work. Or I'm hanging out with friends, or I'm sleeping. So it's kind of hard to get me in place, you know, at one time.
Yeah.
I'm all over the place. So everything's been pretty good. A couple highlights was, it wasn't really a highlight, but I had messed my vocal cords up.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't talk for like a week and a half.
Oh, yeah.
So... one of the...
You know damn well we weren't having a show if motherfucker couldn't talk.
Yeah, it was terrible. And just too much partying. Partying and screaming and alcohol all don't mix.
No.
You're going to end up... Well, I had a strained vocal cords, I think it was. So I had to rest my vocal cords and couldn't talk. I'll talk a little bit, go up and down and stuff like that. Mm. It was really weird.
All right.
So, yeah. Any highlights you want to get up?
Highlights? Well, unlike you, I haven't been partying and screaming. I don't know what the fuck you're doing, just pretty much working one job and then leaving to go work on projects of my own. You know, I like doing, I really do like doing the show, but it's just more important obligations that we have, that I want to do, and the things I'm trying to achieve. Also too, during that whole period, I've pretty much been traveling too. So maybe like the one week you couldn't talk, I was okay. I might have been here, and then like the very next week, I'll be, you know, in New York or at some convention or something like that. So
yeah,
again, it's really hard to get in touch. It's really hard to get in, you know, get everybody together. So
yeah,
that's kind of it. I'm gonna be honest with you, I really haven't played any games. I really love video games. Don't get me wrong, I really, really do. I want to get a new system. I think, well, we're gonna have a show where we're gonna have like a, we're gonna have something where you're gonna have to. Well, no, I kind of think I know what I want, but like, I want a next gen system.
You just don't know which one you want.
I'm leaning toward one, but
you can't anything.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing too. It's just like, I want a new system, especially now with all these games being cheap. One new system and all that other stuff, but like recently, where I just bought a recent game, we're gonna talk about it later. I bought it. I played it for about, I would say total, about 7 hours since its release, and like those 7 hours are kind of on and off. I still haven't beaten it, and I'm just, not that I'm getting out of games. It's more frequent when I do play them, a few far in between.
Oh, well, me, I'm still playing video games, watching movies, pretty much the same. Now it's been turned up because it's video game season. We'll get into that later.
Yeah.
But yeah, mostly.
Well, go ahead. Well, actually, I mean, video game, well, I would say in the past maybe 7-8 years, like, games have been coming out kind of year round, but like, it really clumps up toward the end of the year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it always comes out at the end of the year, and now it's starting. We're starting to see that the next gen console games are starting to come out and stuff like that. It's been a year since they come out, so now a lot of these games are getting done and stuff like that. So they're starting to come out and stuff. So it's more rapid games stuff starting to come out really fast. I'm enjoying it. I can't wait. I'll get into that a little bit later. But first, before we get into the games and stuff like that, we should talk about TV.
Okay, so I haven't, as far as TV, you're talking to the wrong one. There's probably one show that I only want to say weekly watching weekly. Mm-hmm. I was intrigued because I thought they were gonna do something, and then they didn't turn out to do anything that they wanted. Nothing that really interests me, and then I just been kind of just with it because they'll get me at one point, and then at another point, I'm just like, oh, come on. But that show is, while I'm talking about it.
Gotham?
It's Gotham. And I know, you know, we're knocking off some of the rust, guys. So some of the, so it's not as smooth as it used to be. That's all I'm just saying. Because I can hear myself now. I kind of sound redundant. But yeah, the show is the Gotham show, which is pretty much a prequel to like, the kind of like the whole Batman mythos, kind of sort of is like a young Jim Gordon and Gotham before like the main villains took over and stuff like that. There's some things in the show I like, and a lot of stuff they kind of could have left it out, but I kind of understand on a certain level because, you know, people throw money at these things on TV, you know, like these investors, they put stuff on, you know, they give them the money to put it on TV. So they kind of need like, you know, something, you know, be like, hey, it's part of Batman, don't go away. But yeah, every time they do something good, like the mafia families and stuff like that, they'll bring something out like having Poison Ivy show up for no reason at all on the show.
Oh, see, I haven't watched the show.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen this, you know, on Fox.
Yeah.
I haven't watched one episode.
Yeah.
So I don't, and plus another thing is I don't watch a lot of TV shows, so I can't really say too much about it because it's not something that I usually watch, and I haven't even watched one episode. I've seen the commercials. It does look interesting, but I just haven't watched it. So I'll keep my eye on it. Maybe I'll catch like
one episode. There are like some bright spots. I think Jada Pinkett is great in the show. I forgot the guy's name, but the guy who plays Harvey Bullock, I like him in some parts. The guy who plays Alfred, he is a British actor. He plays in a lot of British stuff, but I like him. But as far as I think most of my problems is more in the story, because like as far as Penguin, they have him like this psychopath. He's not really a psychopath, but he's just like, I never got the Penguin off as like a murderous, or someone that just intentionally murders people just to murder them for no reason. He usually has like a reason behind it or something like that. But it's, and also too, they have this, I call it like the Muppet Baby Syndrome.
I don't know. I've never heard of it.
Every time they try to do something new, they'll bring you back like, hey, it's not Kermit, but it's Kermit when he was a baby, you know, and you gotta shoehorn the characters, you know, or the people that you know, they just gotta shoehorn them in just because some people have no business being in there, and I guess whatever timeline they're setting up, it's kind of off whack because you got some people who show up that are old and kind of don't work out. Bruce Wayne shows, you know, they got to throw Bruce in there because it's called Gotham. Can't show out Bruce Wayne. But
so out of 0 out of 10 right now, what do you give
it? It's in the middle. It's really, I don't want to say it's a meh show, but like when I watch it, I'm just like, meh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well,
It's there for you to watch.
The only TV show that I can say I really watch, and if you want to call it a TV show,
is it current?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's wrestling. And that's like every week, you know, it comes on. So that's what I've been, that's pretty much my TV show I watch every week.
Is Sting coming back?
Hopefully Sting wrestles at WrestleMania.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, WrestleMania tickets went on sale. If they don't stop sending me emails thinking I live in San Francisco. It's in San Francisco. Okay. They're sending me email. Hello, I'm not going all the way to San Francisco. As much as I love wrestling, I don't want to go all the way out there for that. Yeah. So, as far as wrestling goes, wrestling's been, wrestling's just been frustrating. They have, like 2 weeks ago, they had a good episode, wonderful episode.
Mm-hmm.
Then they come back. And now, this episode was just like, oh my goodness. I didn't like this episode. Now, you know, Survivor Series, you know, they went back to the regular teams and stuff now. And they talk about, oh, we're going to create
Raw versus SmackDown again?
No. Oh. It's John Cena's team against Triple H's points authority team. And if John Cena wins, the authority team's out. And if...
What?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
So, right now, Brock Lesnar's the champion. He ain't wrestled. They don't even talk about this fool in like 2 months. He's off somewhere, wherever the hell he live at, shooting deers and shit or some crap like that. So he's a champion. No, he, you know, he's just not there, not anything. Me personally,
they don't even care about champion no more.
No. And the thing is that I don't really mind if he's not there, you know.
Right.
So it's fine, but I'm just so sick of John Cena, man. Like, they always got this guy on everything. Josh be crazy, man. So now that he built up the world super team, on his team, he got the Big Show, Sheamus. Come on now. And as soon as you talk about, oh, this is the biggest Survivor Series match of all time, how is this going to be the biggest match, like the most, like, you know, star power match you're going to have? And you got the Big Show and Mark Henry in there fighting each other. Come on, man.
Now you're tired of John Cena because he's just, you know, good guy? Or they just don't do nothing with his character or give him, like, a proper villain to make it interesting?
Well, thankfully, they stopped Randy Orton and John Cena. Them folks fought, like, for 5 months straight, they fought every week on Raw. Drove me crazy. So when Randy Orton's getting hot, instead of them, you know, letting, because, you know, they don't have a lot of people, a lot of people's injured and stuff like that. Oh, they're going to take Randy Orton off of TV and go make The Condemned 2. It's just stupid. It don't make any sense. Like, you already, you know, missing a bunch of people. Like, Roman Reigns is hurt. Daniel Bryan is hurt. Okay, so when Randy Orton's hot and he start to get recognized, you know, from out of wrestling because those RKO videos.
Yeah.
Where people be falling. Yeah. So you would think, oh, yeah, we're gonna really push him now, you know, keep him on TV. They take this fool off of TV to go make The Condemned 2. No, I don't want to see that shitty-ass movie, man. Come on, man. It's just really, really bad. I do want Sting to come back, but I'm complaining about it, and I watch it every week, so.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. It was a hell, and it's not a lot of blood on it anymore, which is, you know, kind of weird if you look at, like, The Rock and Triple H and them. They used to have bloody matches all the time. Like, they just had a Hell in a Cell match, and nobody was bleeding. I'm just like, it's Hell in a Cell.
I don't know, because, like, they really didn't start bleeding till, like, Mankind showed up and started doing, like,
no, they was always bleeding. Like, they always, well, if you listen to Stone, shout out to Stone Cold Steve Austin. It's getting some color. That means basically it was bleeding. So it's a lot of rumors that he was coming back to wrestle. He said it's not true. The Rock made a surprise appearance a couple weeks ago. He beat the hell out of Rusev. I went crazy. It was good TV. So overall, from, I guess, my TV show, I guess I got to give it a 4 out of 10 because there's so much stuff they can do. And it's just like...
But see, even like your rating is kind of like a misnomer because...
I'm complaining about it, but I always watch it.
Well, no, not even that. It's just more of, okay, you're giving a rating for that show, but it's like wrestling is a every week kind of thing.
So it's just like some weeks I think they do good jobs, and then like this week that just passed, man, the teams, I was all excited for like Survivor Series, which is going to be free. If you got the WWE Network, you only got to pay, you just sign up. It's a month-to-month basis, and they're giving you WrestleMania free. I mean, not WrestleMania, Survivor Series free. Yeah, so. I say it's worth it. And I was all, you know, like, oh, who are they going to get, this person? When they said Sheamus and Mark Henry.
Well, I like Sheamus.
And the Big Show. That just killed me, man. It's just like, come on. That's the best y'all got right now, man. Y'all put them
in the match. Well, they could pull Roddy Piper out their ass or Ted DiBiase.
Man, they in Legends House doing some shit. But after they announced the teams, I was just a little let down. I'm still going to watch it, but it's a little let down. I wish they could have got, you know, like a big star. Like, bring somebody that's not, they didn't have to bring like The Rock or somebody. Bring somebody like, I don't know, anybody. But you're going to put the Big Show and Mark Henry in the match.
That's all they have right now, Brighton. What you want?
Man, they can put somebody else in there.
Speaking of which, did you know that CM Punk is a writer at Marvel now?
He got to do something. His ass ain't.
Well, I know. Oh, but yeah. I was just, I'm interested in that though.
Yeah. But yeah, like I said, wrestling's still going on. It was one other thing I wanted to say about wrestling, but I forgot.
Okay.
But yeah, that's it. I'm still watching wrestling. You want to ask me wrestling questions? You know, you can just tweet me. I'll answer. From there, let's just write. I know I was just talking about the shitty Randy Orton, the Condemned 2 movie he's making right now. Let's talk about some trailers.
Okay.
Some movie trailers.
You mean the trailer of that movie?
Condemned was straight with Stone Cold Steve Austin, but
I thought it was okay.
Yeah, I have it. But some of these other ones, man, they just like wasting time.
Like the Scooby Doo movie?
Get the fuck out of here. So let's start with trailers. Let's start with the first trailer.
Scooby-Doo movie. Go ahead.
The Suicide Squad.
Okay. Well, it's not really a trailer. They're getting all the pieces. Warner Brothers is getting all the pieces together now for the Suicide Squad movie.
Is it going to be the shit?
I hope so. It's supposed to come out in 2016, so it's a long ways off. Pretty much the Suicide Squad is, and also too, I'm glad, well, not glad, but Warner Brothers kind of, I won't say, it's not really a competition because they're all going to make money off of it anyway. But it's an interesting threat that the Warner Brothers, because we can hear it, the Warner Brothers can, they're starting off, well, not really starting off, but they're kind of mixing in like their villains with their whole, I guess, universe thing going on that they got. Pretty much Suicide Squad is pretty much a squad of villains like Harley Quinn, Deadshot, Deathstroke, Firestarter, all these like DC villains all together, you know, to go do random stuff. I think Tim Hardy is gonna be in it. Maggie, they already casted Harley Quinn. It's like her name's like Maggie. I forgot her last
name. Gyllenhaal.
It's not Maggie Gyllenhaal. It's not her. Jared Leto is gonna be the Joker, or that's rumored. He's gonna rumor to be the Joker. Forgot the guy's name, but he is the robot in the new Terminator movie, and he's also Bruce Willis's son in
the latest Die Hard movie.
His name is like,
I don't know his name, but I know he's talking about.
He's supposed to be Deadshot, so I'm kind of excited about it. I need to see it, you know, or at least, you know, give me like a visual reference on how it's, you know, kind of mood and all that stuff is going to be. Is it going to be rated R? More likely probably not, but not that it needs to be rated R, but you know, it's a movie with a bunch of villains in it, so I would think it would have some edge, you know.
Yeah, but they're probably going to keep it PG-13.
Yeah, I'm just waiting on how that's going to turn out. Something else I saw while I was looking that up was the next Bond movie, or the casting of the next Bond movie. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Daniel Craig is going to be in it, which, honestly, I don't have a problem with any of these Bond movies. I think all these Bond movies are pretty much, like, as far as, like, series, like, as far as, like, the overall Bond, there are some of my favorite movies. Some I like more than most. But I will say this, like, after Quantum of Solace, every time I hear someone is casted in a nice Bond movie, I'm like, ooh, I gotta see it. Ooh, I gotta see it. So the two lead villains or bad guys or antagonists, Daniel Craig in the next Bond movie, I've heard Batista's name come up as a potential villain. And I've also heard Christoph Waltz is supposed to be a villain too, and I kind of like this dynamic. If like, okay, they're gonna have like Batista be like Christoph Waltz's kind of henchman or bodyguard or something like that, and he has to like fisticuffs with Daniel Craig. You know, I'm excited for it, just like I was about Skyfall. Absolutely love Skyfall, so don't have a problem with it. Excited about it. Can't wait till it come out. That probably won't come out till like next year, the year after next, or late 2016.
Yeah, one movie that's coming out rather soon that I just seen a trailer for. It was recent.
Yeah,
The Hunger Games.
Okay.
I they split it up. So
That's a cash grab. Go ahead.
So I want to see part one. I can't wait for it. I like the first two movies. I thought they was very, very good. So I can't wait for that. It looked like Katniss ain't playing no games.
None of them don't seem to be playing no games. They look like they out for blood. Everybody's out for blood.
Well, they really ain't got no choice now.
Yeah.
So I can't wait. That's one I'm really excited for. That comes out in a couple weeks. No, in about a week. I think November or something.
Yeah, I think so.
So yeah, I think that might come out next week actually. So I can't wait for that one. Another movie that came out of nowhere that I was surprised for was Toy Story 4.
The rumors of Toy Story 4. Not that I'm surprised.
I don't even know where it came from. I try to keep up with Toy Story. Like, I like Toy Story a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how I ran across it. Oh yeah, they make another Toy Story. I'm like, huh?
I'm not surprised. I mean, Toy Story is kind of one of Pixar's, well, slash Disney Pixar, since they merged. It's one of their biggest franchises, so I'm not surprised that a fourth one is made. Even though that, not that the movie is kind of groundbreaking, but you know, there's a lot of people that has an infatuation with that movie, both young and older, because what the gap between all the movies have been like. Well, the biggest gap was between the second one and the third one, but like even between the first one and the second one, it's like, okay, that last movie came out in what, 90?
I have no idea.
Like mid to late 90s, let's just say the first movie. So those people that have watched or grew up with the first one or grew up with the second one, they're adults now. So either they're on their way getting kids or they have kids, they saw the third one, so on and so on. So they just spread themselves out. Yeah, it's no big deal to me.
I can't.
As long as they have Tom Hanks and
Tim Allen,
they pretty much got a movie.
I can't wait. They said it's coming out. I don't want to know the story or anything. I just want to wait and see how it is. But when that got announced, I was kind of surprised. Now, if not probably the two biggest movies that's going to be coming out next year, it's The Fast and the Furious. What is it, 7?
It's Furious 7.
So, how do you feel about this movie?
About the trailer. I want to say lukewarm. I am excited about the Furious 7 movie, because it brings back everybody, Jason Statham. The opening scene at the trailer, that seemed fun. But another thing too is, like, when I saw the trailer, and well, we all knew, Paul Walker died kind of in the middle of production of whatnot, so like the trailers are cut whatever, but like the trailer kind of seemed focused on him. And then like watching the trailer, I was kind of like a little down. I was just like, oh,
okay. It's kind of sad. It's not kind of sad. It is sad. Because you're watching that movie, you know that was his last performance.
Right.
So I think that's gonna have an effect on the box office too. When that comes out, that's gonna help it. Like when the Joker,
when the Batman movie came out. Well, okay, we all knew that he passed away. But it wasn't like the trailer. Well, they tried to keep as much as the Joker hitting away from the public, too, because he ain't, he's not really, if you watch the trailers and stuff like that, he's not really in it a lot. But like when you watch the trailer to Furious 7, I tell you what, because like there's like one scene where Vin Diesel's like, they're not coworkers, and they do the they're family, and it just kind of pauses on Paul Walker. I'm just like,
As in so, Hollywood and sales, somebody dies, it's just the bank just open up. It happens all the time. Michael Jackson album shot back up to number one. People in movies go to number ones, they pass away. If that happens, it seems to be happening a lot recently now with Heath Ledger and now Paul Walker. That's one movie I'm excited for to see. Of course, The Rock's in it. Ludacris in it, Tyrese in it. You know the whole game is back.
Not that I'm really arguing your point. That doesn't always happen, because I would say now Furious 7 ain't out yet. I don't think it's gonna be a shitty movie. I would just say that Heath Ledger, the Dark Knight is just lightning in the bottle. I know his death, happened in production, whatnot. He gave a performance.
Please, of his you keep life, saying whatnot.
Of his life. I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did. You said whatnot.
He gave a performance of his life, and I just thought that movie was just lightning in a bottle. Everything just happened to happen. And,
I don't know.
I would just equate somebody's death. The numbers.
Yeah, you're missing the point. When people pass away, more people are likely to go to
when
see
that really movie. Good. Well, I would say when really good actors or performers.
Oh no! Oh no! They don't got to be really good. Oh no.
Okay, who are you about to bring up? Who
are you about to bring up? I don't want to throw nobody under the bus, but some
anybody
of these...
Anybody bring up...
No. Some of these musicians that they passed away, mm-hmm. I don't want to mention no names, but I'll tell you off the air. I don't want to put that out there.
Okay, because, like, there's a lot of rappers that pass.
Oh, man, I'm talking about, like, singers and stuff. Rappers are...
They're musicians, too.
I'll talk about that off the air. But, yeah, that's the one I'm excited for. It's probably this movie looks like you might as well just put children and kids to bed and call a bomb squad in. Call the police in.
Furious 7?
No.
Oh, well, what movie are you talking about then?
It's only one more movie.
Well, stop.
I gotta give.
Stop trying with the build up.
Oh, you gotta build this up, man, because you know when it come out, it's gonna be straight fire.
Not that it's going to be fire. It's just more of they were the first one out. So now they're just a money machine. They just keep making that fucking little mouse. Fucking Mickey Mouse is just, he's making a rain on everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he's got that little American shield and that little Iron Man mask, making it rain on that little fucking Thor hammer, just making it rain on them.
And of course, we're talking about the Avengers tier.
Yeah. I can't stop watching the trailer. Not that, I am excited about it. I think, me personally, I was more excited about, like, The Dark Knight. But, like, I keep watching that trailer, though. Man. And I'm just like, I mean, you really, like, and, like, honestly, too, like, when you, like, definitely with a superhero movie, any kind of hero story, you want to see them go up against, like, the odds.
And don't forget, this is just a trailer.
I know it's just a trailer, but, like, you'd like to see them go up against somebody, not only that challenges their, you know, challenge them physically, but challenge, like, the whole team dynamic and challenge their principles. You know what I mean? I don't know. I keep watching that trailer. I'm just like, especially, like, the part where Thor kind of just yokes up Tony Stark. He's just like, you motherfucker. He's just motherfucking about to choke slam. And you know he said something bad about him.
I'm just saying. All I'm saying is when it come out, it's going to be, I want to see it. I don't know.
The next slate of movies, I'm just excited to see.
And about all the other stuff you just said about that. But when it come out, it's gonna be good. The last Avengers. I thought it was gonna be good. Mm-hmm. But when I watched, it's like, whoa. Mickey Mouse is like, you know what? We gonna give it to him.
Remake that.
No Vaseline.
Oh, see, hold on now. Now that's a family mouse now.
Okay, well, you can't
be. Hey, you can't be doing that.
Okay, be saying that. No toothpaste. No toothpaste.
How you supposed to brush your teeth then?
You brush your bra.
See, no.
That's how Mickey getting down. No. Mickey ain't coming with just Avengers. He got hit after hit coming. I mean, you talking, this is coming from a guy that got a leather Captain America jacket.
Well, that's your prerogative.
So, that movie's going to be fire, man. I can't wait. I'm excited. So, that's the trailers most of the trailers that stood out to us. We're going to touch on a couple movies that we've seen that standed out. First, Captain America, I thought it was really, really good. I thought the beginning of it was a little slow, but I liked the Winter Soldier movie. I thought it was good. The one movie, one movie that I've seen recently, and I was just like, are you serious? Like, the first one was really good, and you're going to come back out with this was The Purge Anarchy 2.
Oh.
I watched this.
I haven't seen it yet.
And all of a sudden, I'm just gonna say, all of a sudden, we got Batman rolling around a Purge. Yeah. And then, of course, he gotta play the anti-hero and stuff happens. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, 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 You're not Batman. Let Batman be Batman. You don't need to be rolling around with a bulletproof car charger, saving girls and stuff. Like, it's that
crazy taxi for your ass.
It's really, really. You said you didn't see it.
I didn't.
So I'll just say it's just one of those movies you just watch it. You say, okay, you thought it's gonna be like this. It just makes you want to go back and watch the first one.
Oh. Okay.
So I'll keep going. Another movie I seen, See No Evil 2. Mm-hmm. This is a WWE film with Kane in it. Mm-hmm. And it's just a weird slasher movie. Kane,
like the first one?
Yeah. This one is a little weird. It's like, okay.
It's weirder than the first?
Yeah, because you know he's supposed to got killed. You know, he got killed in the first one.
Okay, yeah.
Well, he, guess what? He didn't die.
And, I thought you were going to say he's like, he's Freddy Krueger.
Well, and that's what he pretty much is. He got one eye, and it's, and some of the one-liners they put in this is really stupid.
Worse than the first one?
No, it's not worse than the first one. You got the brother and the sister fighting each other. Then they all going to throw a party in the morgue. And guess who's in the morgue? Kane's in the morgue.
This big motherfucker just sitting in the morgue.
And
well, hold on. Don't they like... Go ahead. Okay, no. I don't want to get the plot holes in the movie. Because I'm going to be honest. I hadn't seen it. But like, don't they like embalm the body and all that other stuff? Or... Don't they
examine they try to, and then that's when stuff start to kick off. You know, they came up with something where he did something to his heart to stop his heart. That's why he wasn't able to go to jail.
Okay.
Let's just say. Okay. I mean, one scene I'll tell you in the movie. Of course, it's a guy in a wheelchair in a morgue, and Kane gets him, and how he gets him is really, really wrong. You know, he already don't got no legs, so why you want to do that to his legs? Why you want to pull him by his legs? And I'm just going to stop right there.
Yeah.
So, I actually like that better than The Purge, because, you know, when you sit down and just watch a... It's different when you were sitting down watching a movie.
Would you say that The Purge, like, your... Not that your opinion, but, like, maybe your view is kind of skewed because you expected, like, The Purge to be, like, okay... The premise is dumb, but like...
Oh, no.
Or just, see no evil, no, stupid, no. So.
When I go into a movie, I just go in. But you know, when you're watching a Freddy Krueger movie or a Chucky movie, you're not going there thinking you about to watch something like Wolf on Wall Street, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is that movie, Call the Police on.
But it's not...
But it, yeah.
It's not Child's Play.
Yeah. And...
Which would...
Have you seen Wolf on Wall Street?
I have not.
Leonardo DiCaprio, that boy's a fool. Straight classic. One movie you just seen that just came out recently was Interstellar.
With Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway. It's a really good cast. I really liked it because I like space and I do like people talking about space and all that other stuff. Well, and ironically, the same guy who directed the Batman trilogy directed this one, and kind of the same, not that it's really a problem, it's just more of a nitpick. It felt longer than what it was. Like, I thought there was like a stopping point in the movie, and the movie kept going, so but I really liked it. I liked the robots in the movie.
See, I didn't even know if a robot.
I like the cast in the movie. That's not really a big anchor. I like the cameo, the surprise cameo in the movie, because I was kind of like, oh, because at first I thought I didn't know who it was, and then I was, oh, okay, and then you know, so I liked it. I'm sorry, people. There's no Morgan Freeman in it, but that's fine. But I do encourage, if you want to go see the movies, and pretty much it's been out like a week, mm-hmm. 2 weeks. If you want to go see it, see it in IMAX. It is absolutely gorgeous in IMAX.
Okay. Well, that was Interstellar, right?
Interstellar.
So, yeah.
Traveling Between Stars.
So, we got three more movies we're going to touch on that stood out. I'll go with Transformers 4. This movie is just explosion.
It's a Michael Bay movie.
Explosion.
It's a Michael Bay
movie. Okay, I'm going to make some silly jokes. Explosion, and explosion. And guess what?
It's a Michael Bay
movie. I love it. Okay. I love it. This is just straight. I'm going to blow stuff up. I'm going to do stuff that you know that don't make no sense to do.
Well,
I'm going.
That whole movie.
I'm going to speed race a car. The Transformer is going to set off one bomb. That one bomb sets off 15 more explosions.
More tiny explosions. We don't care. We don't care when somebody dies.
I caught it, but I didn't care because it, you know, it was just a movie.
Yeah.
So I was sitting there watching it and stuff like that. And I remember the robot shot. The robot only shot once. And he shot once. And set off about 19 bombs, 18 bombs. I'm just like, well, okay, I'm going to keep watching. It's not like I'm going to turn it off. But I actually liked it. Mm-hmm. The Dinobots at the end, I really was really over the top. And I liked it. Megatron. Well,
once you go Dinobots, you kind of go over the top.
Yeah. So, Megatron. No real way
to convince people.
Well, I think, he was Megatron. He was Megatron. So. I thought that was good how they used that.
Mm-hmm.
What's the blue one name?
It has been done before, but the little blue robot.
What's the
brains?
Drift. No, the leader.
Galvatron.
The leader of the Transformers.
Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime, man. Man, that boy got a heart of a lion, boy. Yeah, he opened man, when he.
I don't know about heart of a lion. He's a little psychotic.
That boy got heart. When he went there to them Dinobots, he's like, okay, bow to me, let's get it on. And crack, man, he wasn't playing no games.
Well, at that point, it was kind of like, man, you taking no more? I'm not taking any more shit.
He's bought that. I think Optimus Prime, he bought that life.
He's a little psychotic. Oh, for a leader, opinion. I'm kind of like, you kind of stepping some boundaries. You kind of stepping some boundaries.
Because he woke them up and then he going to beat them up.
Well,
I know why he did it, but yeah. He went, man, they was resting, man. He could have left them alone. You going to go do that? And he.
They want to be stuck on that ship.
Man, that one he went and threw. Come on, man. Michael Bay, I don't care what they say about him, explosion. I'm going to say some stuff. Explosion. I'm going to say some stuff.
Hey, at this point, I don't even care. No,
I'm going to watch it. I don't care.
I will watch them. I mean, don't get me wrong. I will watch them. He can just keep making them. Mm-hmm. Okay, whatever. Actually, kind of the movies. Now, I do like the Transformers movies for what they are.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, some of his other movies, kind of, like, not real. The only movie he kind of made in between them was, like, Pain and Gain. I actually like that one, too.
Oh, was
and
good.
I think from Pain and Gain, he learned some cinematography. Because, like, see, you don't really worry about it. But, like,
that
I really
guy do. That guy almost about 25 years, man.
No, you can still learn stuff. And if you compare this Transformers movie to the other one, there's some nice shots in it. I know you don't care about that stuff. I noticed that stuff. That's kind of it.
Okay, moving on. One movie that. This movie right here.
What movie is it?
You can't play no games with it.
Well,
the monster of all monsters.
Oh, I got it. Scooby Doo.
It's Godzilla, fool.
Oh.
Godzilla. I seen this. My neighbors probably hate me. I cranked the joints up, man.
Mm-hmm.
When he come, he coming to beat some stuff up. And I'm trying to keep this family friendly as possible.
Yeah.
But he tears stuff up. And one thing I like comparing this to Superman a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they tear up the town.
Yeah.
But if you look at Superman, he tears up cities.
Yeah.
It's like totally different. Like,
well, Godzilla tore up half the Eastern Seaboard.
He tore up some of the city, but if you think about it, I think that makes more sense than him tearing up the city, then Superman and I'm just like, oh, I'm gonna throw you through 15 buildings and you gonna collapse on a power plant.
But that's,
come on,
that's Superman though.
And another thing is, Superman's supposed to be able to stop that. If you know you're getting thrown 50 feet or something like that, he got the superhuman strength for all, so he's supposed to stop that. You're just not gonna keep knocking your ass through buildings. That's like eating a jelly bean. And you keep biting the jelly bean.
I'm not defending Superman, but that is kind of like a younger Superman, him becoming Superman. So him kind of figuring out, oh, I really probably shouldn't fight near a high metropolitan area.
Oh no!
That's just him just kind of learning through it.
What did you feel? How did you? Oh, I like the movie a lot. I think that was. That's maybe my best summer movie this year. I haven't seen Guardians of the Galaxy or anything yet. But right now, for me personally, Godzilla is probably my movie of the year.
I like Godzilla. It's not that high on my list.
Okay.
I was fine up until a certain point in the film, and I'm just like, okay, just whatever you got. But, I mean, hey.
Okay.
That's neither here nor there.
Or another, the last movie I seen recently.
Mm-hmm.
The last movie I seen recently was Maleficent. Yeah, that. But Angelina Jolie, I think Angelina Jolie might be my favorite actress right now.
Okay.
Shit, that's really good. And that movie, that made me want to watch the
Sleeping Beauty,
the cartoon. Now, you know you did something good when you're watching it live, when you're like, oh, man, this was good. I want to watch the cartoon. That's fire. And you got, and that movie made over $700 million, which is crazy because you got to think it's a Disney cartoon. I didn't realize it made that much money until I looked it up after watching it.
Mm-hmm.
$700 million.
That is kind of impressive that it's a... that it's a non-animated Disney movie that doesn't have Pirates of the Caribbean in it. But yeah, so still good.
And they also, told the story, of the evil godmother.
Right.
And they also explain, about the wings and stuff and how she got so mean. So if you guys have a chance, check it out. I actually liked it. How you went to somewhere special the last couple?
Matter. On the show, we kind of wanted to explain that I was recently at the New York Comic Con. It is definitely the biggest on the East Coast. I guess the biggest comic book convention on the East Coast. I wouldn't say the biggest convention because I've never been to PAX, but New York Comic Con, yes, that is... here's the thing, too, is like I only went for one day. And it felt like a Saturday. Maybe twice as many people that I would see on like the busiest day of any of these Eastern conventions that I've recently been to. Maybe Otakon. But Otakon is more of like a... It's a lot huger. But the New York Comic Con, it just has so much stuff. You walk around, I'm telling you right now, if you ever go to New York Comic Con, you will not see everything on the first day. You will find it absolutely... I find it absolutely hard. I took a bunch of pictures, photos, lots of things. I don't think I saw everything on the first day. Actually, on my way out, I was passing the Disney booths and stuff like that, and people had like these... I forgot the name of the Big Hero 6... the big inflatable robot, but they had like special figurines of him, like I don't know, like 8-inch figurines of him. I had to leave. I had to go. So definitely a lot. I would kind of like to take this time to thank everyone who showed me a good time in New York City and at the New York Comic Con, because here's another thing too, like I hadn't been in New York. I haven't been in New York. Now, we have family in New York, but we really, well, one, we don't really spend time down in the Manhattan area, because one, there's no point of having a car if you're there. You pretty much can walk to everything, to and from everywhere. So, but as far as I spent majority of my time not even at the convention, to be totally honest with you, because I spent most of the time going around New York City. Now, anybody listening to the show knows that I talk about Ghostbusters not too frequently, but frequent enough. So I was in New York, and one of the first places I went to was the Firehouse. That's just a must. The nice people at the New York City Fire Department, they let me in. I walked around, took some pictures, so had some fun. Where's another place? I went to Radio City Music Hall. That was absolutely fantastic to go around and see. I also went to the Rainbow Room in Rockefeller Center. Rockefeller Center, I think, is kind of worth the trip just to walk around in New York on its own. Walking around the plaza, saw some famous landmarks. Two stores I stopped by that I kind of want to talk to right now before we get off this section, and I kind of segue into the video games. But two stores that I stopped by that I had to talk about was, number one, the Lego store. Wow. I think besides Lego, maybe Lego World, which I think is in California somewhere. I haven't been there, but the Lego store in New York is probably, I don't even know where to begin. If it's not a Lego replica of Rockefeller Center that they have in the store, which pretty much takes up the entire window, it's the other displays, other art that they have in the store, like a Lego Batmobile. Didn't know they have like a Lego dragon kind of sifting throughout the entire store, which if you look on the ceiling, and it's absolutely amazing. You'll be absolutely amazed if you go. So I recommend that you stop by there and go there. But and then the other place I went to, which totally took me by surprise, not really because I knew it was down there, but once I got in and walked around, I was totally blown away, was majority of video game podcast, so we gotta talk about it. But I went to Nintendo World, which is the only Nintendo store in the U.S. It is a two-story floor, and it's just amazing. It's a two-story floor. Like on the first level, they have all these DS's and like main stuff you can buy. And if you go upstairs, they have a Nintendo Museum, which pretty much has every console that they made, every handheld that they made. A bunch of other kind of special edition stuff. They have it there. A bunch of extra memorabilia. I'm getting exhausted just talking about it. And that kind of museum area is just, it's huge. It looks like, we were just talking about the event, it looks like Tony Stark's suit room, where it's just all these consoles, all these systems, all this other stuff. I'm exhausted. But also, while I was at Comic-Con, I did run into a video game, was Resident Evil Revelations 2. Brandon? Revelations 2.
Revelations 2. The Resident Evil Revelations 2 that's coming out?
Yeah.
That's actually not that bad, because I'm hoping they do it, which is a rumor that they're gonna break it up like they did The Walking Dead,
right?
Or and you can just buy the disc version. I'll just probably buy the disc version because I don't like waiting. I actually have the magazine for that. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I like the first Resident Evil. We're in a video game.
That's nothing to do. You mean the first Revelations?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
The first Revelations. I thought it was actually good. I actually, as soon as it came out, I got it and beat it, and I like the how they did the stories and stuff like that. Like they broke it down, that's cool. If they keep doing that and change, you know, some of the bad stuff that was in the game, some of the camera angles is a little crappy when you're shooting. which that's going to be pretty good, and it's coming out next year.
Kind of beginning next year.
Yeah, sometime in January.
Yeah, right, so, along with the HD Resident Evil
remake. So now this is the video game section. Right now, I was going to go over some of the games I've been playing lately, and then I get you feeling on Bayonetta, and then I'll give my Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. I'm playing that now. I actually like this one better than the last one. Me personally, I just play all the Call of Duties for the single player. Mm-hmm. This single player,
you're probably the only one, by the way, that does.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
And it's actually really, really good. Only a couple bad things about the game is the zombie mode. You gotta have the season pass.
Okay.
So
why would that even matter though?
Because it's that's $50 on top of the $50 game. They took it off the game. Oh yeah. Ooh.
But like the zombie, okay, just probably left for that.
Yeah, so a lot of people's angry about that.
Mm-hmm.
The next game, Sunset Overdrive. This game is very fast. This is the game that you usually would see on a PS4 rather than an Xbox One.
Okay.
But yeah, that's really good. I give it about a 8 out of 10 because I really liked it.
You want to explain it or are you just going to...
No, that's okay because I don't want to give anything away. So I'll let them play it and try it.
You gave away See No Evil 2.
So, oh man, that movie, called Police Song. So, a couple games you wanted to touch on. I have one more game to touch on. And that's Halo, the Master Chief's Collection.
Yep.
I just did the first board on that. And that's just like straight Halo, like all the Halo conductions, which is really fun. And over 100 maps with the game. That's good value for the customer.
How much was that?
Just the regular $50.
Okay.
I had the unlocked Best Buy thing.
Okay.
If you listen to this, guys, and you have a Best Buy card, it's good just to spend the $39.99 and spend another $30. You save 20% for 2 years. It's a good deal. Already save $15 for it, and I got it for $30, so I'll make my money back on that. This is gaming season. Gaming season can also be called the holiday season. But before we get to those, Butterball, you have a couple games you want to speak on? How about Bayonetta 2?
Bayonetta 2.
I'll start you off. Like, I just watched you play it.
Okay.
And the graphics on there was crazy. I think the graphics look a lot better than the Xbox 360 versions of the game.
Well, it should. The
first one, you know, the first one.
It should, but okay.
And yeah, I actually liked it. I like Bayonetta. I'm not too familiar with the story and stuff. I always
you don't need to be.
lost in the story.
You don't need to be.
So you're way farther than I am. How do you feel about the game? Is this Nintendo's savior?
Well, it's not deep enough to be a savior.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What was Zelda? You don't like this game, but I would say Smash. That's like one of the top fighting games around, believe it or not. It's one to, if you have a Wii, it's definitely one to have in your collection because it's one of the best kind of hack and slash beat up games to have.
One more game you wanted to touch on was that what was that game? Was the PS4 games? Where are they? We don't have any. The only game
you don't have any. I don't have a PS4.
That's so true. The only game right now that I have for that's coming out this year for PS4 that's like an exclusive is Little Big Planet. And my thing is, well, if Little Big Planet, it's like, why are you doing this? And we got Little Big Planet 2. What's so good about this that we need another Little Big Planet on PS4? It doesn't make any sense because all the levels you can create. Hey, I can go create that on PS3 and save. Shit, the damn system is $400. Then the game for, I can save $400.
Now, would you be, well, You have both of the newer consoles. Would you say, like, would you really have this problem if, like, okay, like, games that are on both systems you would still get, so you wouldn't be as bored? Like a Call of Duty?
Well, Call of Duty's a little,
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, if you, like, if you only had an Xbox One, okay, if you didn't have the Xbox One and you had the PS4, would you still be saying that? Because, you know, like, the games that are on both systems, you just get on the PS4 because that's the only thing that you have.
Yeah.
But would you still be saying, well, there's no games, but...
No, I mean, it's games, but I'm just talking about, like, that exclusive. Like,
okay.
Because, you know, their third-party games is the same as Xbox One.
Okay, no, that's what I meant. Okay.
And they're having, like, Sony's just having a little bit of trouble right now with the Drive Club game and stuff like that.
But the Infamous game, not the second Son, but, like, the expansion.
I beat that as soon as it came out. Okay. I ain't playing again. And that was good.
Okay.
You play with the girl.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, it's really good. But the thing is, I'm guessing maybe next year, you know, they'll have games in the pipeline ready to go. Because right now, it's just a little big planet. It's like the roles are reversed. They got maybe 1-2 games coming out this year. Mm-hmm. It's all been
three. The Order Xbox coming out? One. What was that? The Order 1880 or
something? Next year okay. Sometime.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm questioning Sony. Hey, where the hotness is at? You guys usually go with the exclusives. So, did you have anything to add to that?
No, that was kind of like my question since you have both. So,
the last thing we're going to touch on is this is holiday season. This is Black Friday. Mistakes can happen. Sales, everywhere you go, you touch something that's on sale. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about Black Friday? Me, I personally love Black Friday. I always enjoy it. Even if I don't get anything, I like it.
It's my turn to answer?
Yeah.
Oh, it seems like, I was just going to say it now, like this seems the year where Black Friday kind of extended past Black Friday. It kind of extended. It seemed like the Black Friday sales started before Black Friday
Black Friday sale started for me Sunday night. Best Buy, they got 6 deals you can get right now. Black Friday deals. Beats by Dre is like $70. I don't care about Beats personally. It's 55 inch television for $419, and this sales like this, I actually enjoy it. This is a time where I make a lot of money mistakes. Not money mistakes, like I'll just go to the store, don't need it, and I'll just freaking buy it because it's really cheap.
Yeah, and also, too, I'm kind of waiting to see what the Cyber Monday sales are going to be, too.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
But there's probably, now, granted, everybody wants new games, but I just come to the realization that I'm not really going to be playing them a lot, and the one thing I did see on Black Friday, I'm probably not going to get because it's in front of the paper, and we know people are probably outside waiting now on the Black Friday song.
Yeah, two ladies, and somewhere.
Are you kidding me?
Oh yeah, they've been out there since Thursday. They camping out, and it's still a week and a half to go.
Why?
We should say we want to give a special shout out to the Shotgun and Valina and its Monkey Boy. You have anything to add before we close the show?
No, just before we close the show, you guys really should be thanking Mr. Dirty Devil 22 for this particular episode, because I'll be honest with you, I didn't know when. I just didn't know when. So you really thank him, because he came to me and said, hey, let's put a show together, and here we are. So that's it. I ain't got nothing else.
Yeah, well, this is it. This is Butterball 20.
No, I'm Butterball 20.
I'm
Lord sorry. Jesus, man.
I know. I don't know what's going on. I'm Dirty Devil 22.
And I'm Butterball 20.
And we are out.
We're out, man. We're leaving. Bye.